Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another episode. Today I have the distinct pleasure in introducing Tyler B. Free. He is the owner, designer of Outlaw, L-O-T-E, handbags that bring you luxury with a Western twist. Welcome, welcome. Tyler, are you here?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, everybody?
Awesome. Glad well,
to
welcome
be here.
To the show. Yes. So I am so excited to hear about your brand, Outlaw. How did you come up with the name, Outlaw, L-O-T-E, first of all?
Yeah, so, I mean, just growing up, all my dad and my grandfather watched was Westerns. You know, they would only watch Gunsmoke, Tombstone, Dances with Wolves, Andy Griffin, all of those good Western shows my whole life, basically. In the morning when I would go to school, I'd hear some Western playing. Mm-hmm. After school, coming home, something Western would be on the TV. So I guess it was kind of just something subconscious, like embedded in my mind, mm-hmm. just like that Western style, that Western taste to it. And so when I was just thinking about getting into fashion, before I even learned how to sew or anything, when I was just like, okay, this is what I want to do. Like, this is my next thing I want to pursue after playing basketball. My mom, she loves cows. She used to have, like, cow stuff all over the house. And so even before I started Outlaw, I always had a vision like, all right, I'm going to make a duffel bag, and I want it to be cow print. And then, you know, just as, like, I just started thinking, it kind of just came to me. Like, one day, it was like a eureka moment. I was just sitting there chilling, and then the idea just kind of came, Outlaw, Life on the Edge. And then once it came to me, I wrote it down. I was like, that's the name of the brand it's going to be called. And then a year later, I actually launched it.
So it's Life on the Edge, L-O-T-E.
Yep.
Wonderful. I grew up with Westerns as well, the Wild Wild West. I love it. So you do all of the sewing yourself, design and everything?
Yep. So since I've been starting Outlaw, every bag that any person has ever made, I've sewed them all myself.
Wow, that is impressive. That is really impressive. So I know you are from Las Vegas. So what brought you to San Diego?
So, like you said, I'm from Vegas. Like the first half of my life, I spent to basketball. That was my first love, played basketball. And with playing basketball, that led me on a journey of going to different colleges on scholarship from Arizona to, like, middle, like, Central California. And then I finished in Nebraska to play my last 2 years of my senior year. And then so, you know, after my senior year was coming to an end, realized I'm probably not going to go to the NBA. So I kind of just started planning, like, what my next move would be. And I was always interested in fashion, kind of always had a different style, I would say, kind of, you know, dressed on the edge, as other people may say. And so, you know, when I graduated, I was like, well, do I want to stay in Nebraska? No, it's way too cold. Mm,
yeah.
Then do I want to go back to Vegas? I don't know about all that. And so by the time I graduated college, some of my family had actually moved to San Diego. So I was like, you know what, let me go to San Diego, start something new, and, you know, make something of myself there. And that's how I've ended up in San Diego, and I've been here since, like, late 2018. So I've been here a little over 3 years.
Well, I have to tell you, Tyler, that you chose the best city in America to settle in.
I would agree. I would definitely agree.
Yes, I'm a transplant as well. I came to San Diego, and I tried to move to different places. Everywhere I go, I'm like, I can't wait to get back to San Diego.
Right.
So where do you see yourself in 4 or 5 years from now? What's the future for Outlaw?
The future for Outlaw, I see Outlaw being in the same conversation as Louis Vuitton, Dior, Fendi, you know, all those major luxury brands. And for me, it's really important to me. Like, this year is all about legacy for Outlaw. And so, you know, I want my legacy to be, you know, one of the, first of all, a black man that started a luxury handbag brand here in America. You know, a lot of the designer brands, they started in Europe or, you know, somewhere else. And it's like, where are the designers that are right here? And also, you know, the minority designers. So in the next 5 years, I definitely see myself an outlaw being in that same conversation. I'm also very competitive. Just the athlete in me is just very competitive. So, you know, a lot of designers, they may go design for Louis Vuitton or go design for Dior. Me personally, I'm not trying to do that anytime soon. You know, me personally, that might be something I might be open to maybe when I'm like 50 years old or something like that. Yeah. But for right now, I want to build that next Louis Vuitton or that next Dior or that next Gucci within Outlaw. And, you know, that way it inspires the next generation of African Americans to, especially black men, you know, growing up, and I'm a product of it myself, you know, we really only think either rap or go to the league, you know,
right.
And we're way bigger than just rapping or going to the football league or going to the NBA, where we have all of these different talents that we can use. And so really, I just want to be that inspiration for the next generation. Like, hey, maybe I'm not good at basketball. Maybe I'm not good at football. I don't even want to do that. But hey, I can make clothes. I can do something. I can do something else. My motto, the motto that I live by, that I always tell people, like, what's your motto or whatever, even in my bio, it says, you know, I'm creating my own path and helping others along the way. And so that's where I see myself in 5 years is create. Like, I'm right now creating my own path. And so in 5 years, I see myself, the path is being created, and I've helped others along the way, inspired others along the way. Maybe not to do exactly what I'm doing, but just inspiring them to do whatever they want to do and not worry about fitting the mold or fitting in with whatever, just doing what you're passionate about, what you love to do, and making something and creating your own path as well.
Wow, that is amazing. Just listening to you talk. There's so many young people that are, you know, looking, want to know, okay, what's my purpose? What's my passion? And just hearing you talk, I mean, it's all around us, you know? I mean, every single one of us is born with that gift and talent. And
definitely,
when you said about mentoring and looking out for the young ones and showing them that sometimes it's not, you know, you want to play basketball, you want to go NBA, but not everybody is going to NBA. You got to
right.
have something else. You got to have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C. So that's awesome that I'm hearing you talk about giving back and not selling out your brand, you know, building it. And so I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
So I know that I looked at your website and I came across the music video. So tell me a little bit about the music video, a possible film.
Which music video are you talking about? I was in two. I think I have two of them on there.
Both of them. I was looking through, you know, I'm nosy. I have to do my research. So I'm like, wait a minute, it's not just about handbags. I see some videos, right, that's coming up.
Yeah, so as far as the music videos, those were like collaborations. They were like, hey, the first video, which is Jasmine Rose featuring Festus, they basically wanted me to make like these duffel bags, like these custom pink duffel bags for them. Because, like, the music video was, like, taking place, like, they were, like, robbing these guys or whatever. And so the duffel bags were supposed to be the bags that they were putting the money in.
Gotcha.
So that's where that video came from. And then the other video, which is Festive featuring Yo Kalia, called Hypnotize, I believe. Festive wanted me to make her a custom red fur coat jacket. So anybody that watches the video, the red fur coat jacket, I made that personally for Festive. Now, the movie, it's funny you say that because that was like the movie that you saw, like kind of like that 3 minute, like short, you know, snippet of what might possibly is to come.
Yeah,
that was supposed to just be the prelude. And so I'm actually working on making a real movie, and it's going to be called Outlaw Life on the Edge. And basically, you know, it's just going to be I've watched so many Westerns growing up on Westerns. My brand is Western. So, you know, why not give my brand a hero? Why not give my brand a face for people to be like, oh, so-and-so wore that in that Outlaw movie. You know, I want to wear this. So it's in the works. I'm writing it. So, yeah, that's definitely, you know, what's to come soon.
because, you know, if you really look at the history, there were a lot of black cowboys, you know, back in the day. You just don't hear about them. When you look at the old movies,
you don't hear about
like,
them or see them at all.
Exactly. You don't see them. You just, so I'm glad that you know, tapping into that. Definitely. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back on the screen, you know, how it really was, the wild, wild days.
Right.
You know? So that's great. Well, thank you. And so if someone wants to order your brand, order your handbags and look at what you have, give us some contact. Give us your website, your social media posts.
Yeah, so you can get all my products at outlawlote.com. That's outlawlote.com. And I'm same on all platforms, Outlaw LOTE on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. It's all Outlaw LOTE. I actually have a new collection that's coming up in around March. I'm adding two new bags that I haven't made before to this collection, so I got a lot of new stuff coming up.
Okay, good. So I have a couple folks text in some questions for you.
Okay.
Let's see here. Says here, what have been some of your greatest challenges that you've faced so far?
That is a good question. You know, I would say the greatest challenge for me so far has probably been making the bag itself. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm only one person. So every bag that I get, you know, sometimes I may get like 20 orders at one time. And so sometimes that gets a little stressful, especially to get the people their orders on time and like in a timely manner and all that stuff. But I appreciate the customers that I have. They're usually like very understanding, you know, very understanding about that I am just one person and I make all these bags myself. But that's probably the hardest part, which, you know, this year I'm definitely – like one of my main goals this year is to like outsource some of these designs and bags so that way I can just have a full stock in quantity. And then, you know, when I do make a bag, it's like really custom or really exclusive.
Right, right. Because the design is your design, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and I would also say, go ahead.
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
And I would also say just dealing with the ups and downs in mental health of just being an artist. You know, I know everybody on social, we like to post our A's on social media and never our S, but just being an artist, you're going to be a little bit of a moody individual. You're going to be a little bit of a sensitive individual because it's your art. You want people to love it. And so, you know, sometimes when you don't get that reaction that you thought that you might were going to get, sometimes you can get down and sometimes you may have doubts and stuff like that. And that's something that every artist or any person that's going through life is going to have to deal with is, you know, how strong is your faith, for
right.
sure, you know. And so that's definitely a big challenge, just doing anything in life. And I just try to remind myself, you know, just remain faithful. Like, you know, God gave you this vision for a reason. God's giving you these designs for a reason, you know. So just keep having faith. You know, it may not happen on your time, but it will happen on time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that because so many times, especially with social media, we're looking at how many likes we have. How many people sharing what I'm doing? How many people responding? And that could be very depressing, you know. But just keep doing
right.
what you're doing. Keep going forward. Keep moving forward. Like you said, it's all about God's timing. It's all about His timing. And so I want to thank you so much, Tyler, for joining us here on the show today. Any last words that you want to put out there for your listening audience?
Yeah, once again, you can get all my products at outlawlote.com. View me on Instagram on outlawlote. And just remember, everywhere you go, carry confidence with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, all the best to you, Tyler, and I'm looking forward to seeing big and better things for you in the future. Okay?
Thank
welcome
you.
Back
appreciate you for
anytime.
Having me.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fb4u.com.
time. God bless.